Do you remember all your past Game of the Years on this show?
I remember the lion's share, I'm sure.
Okay, well, 2007.
It's probably Portal.
Portal Cons? I think yours was Portal. I mean, yeah. Yours was the...
Did I say Orange Box? I think you said Orange Box.
You said Orange Box and cheated, and I said... I think Bioshock was 2007, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2008, I said Fallout 3. I think you also said Fallout 3, 2009. What the hell came out 2009?
Was that Uncharted 2?
Yeah, I think Uncharted 2, for me at least. 2010 was what?
Oh, what the hell was in 2010?
I don't know. I feel like 2011 was Skyward Sword for me. 2012 was...
No, 2011 was Skyrim for me.
Well, Skyward Sword for me, but 2012 was Gravity Rush. What the hell came out in 2010?
Was it Mass Effect 2?
Made for you. Well, me. Must not have been that good.
Yeah.
Probably just like probably like my favorite game ever. Oh, Red Dead, probably. It's probably Red Dead Redemption. Maybe. Oh, it was more of an informative opening, but here we go. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for January 1st, 2014. Late in January 1st, 2014. Oh, that one was a little easier.
How's your tea?
It's good. It's sleepy time tea. Because it's a little sleepy time. But I got a podcast, which is not good. this is Mike. I'm joined by AJ.
Hello.
This is our year retrospective show. So we'll be doing our five favorite games, talking about some other things like that. So no news today. I don't think much happened anyways. So we'll do all our retrospective stuff. We'll talk about kind of what we've been playing, a lot of Christmas gifts, and that'll be the show. So how do you want to do this? You just want to jump into the five?
Yes.
I mean, let's not make people wait.
Okay. So these are our top five Game of the Years. Now, I should say, so the stipulation you've always put on that is this. So it has to be games you've at least finished.
Well, I find it hard to believe that you like the game so much if you couldn't bring yourself to beat it.
Right. It's a fair point. So, if you're like, how the hell didn't you put this on this list? It means I didn't beat it yet.
AJ has that problem. I do not have this problem. AJ has this problem every year. AJ has short attention spans for video games sometimes.
It happens.
All right. So, why don't you give us your number five, then?
Okay, my number five is a very silly choice.
Is this the one I'm going to be... Oh, God.
You might laugh and appreciate it. You know how everyone says, like, oh, what's, like, your guilty pleasure game? Like, that game you liked that no one else did? I never really have an answer for that until now.
Oh, now I'm curious.
Wait. And I only like it because of the circumstances in which it was played.
Wait, not Star Trek.
Star Trek!
That was your fifth game? Wow.
It's silly, I admit. Well, I mean, I know I'm screwing up the Academy voting by putting this out there. I know, it's a very mediocre co-op shooter, but it had enough Star Trek flavor to make it palatable to me, and we had fun playing.
Yeah, we
playing
did.
It co-op the whole way through, which is good, goofy
fun. I feel like if I wasn't reviewing it, I feel like we never would have actually, like, bothered finishing it.
Oh, no,
But it was funny.
I enjoyed our time with it.
Yeah, fair enough. My number five is Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn.
See, I didn't include that in my top five just because I feel like I should... Like, beating it is next level.
MMOs are always weird like that. But no, you know...
You reviewed it, so I guess you should have a definitive word.
If I'm able to give it a score, I miss. But no, and I need to get back to it, really. I've been distracted by so much end-of-the-year stuff.
Yeah.
New systems and then gifts and all that.
Well, in a month and a half, we'll have access to the PS4 versions.
Right. But yeah, you know what? I think last year I had Guild Wars 2 somewhere on my list. And Final Fantasy 14 Realm Reborn... Which I will now just refer to as Final Fantasy 14. Thank you. It's not like Guild Wars 2. It's just I like the style of it more. I like all that Final Fantasy stuff. I like it's like kind of just it has like that sort of high fantasy, beautiful look to it instead of like the I don't know, like that kind of wow, cartoony fantasy. I guess I don't know if you'd call that high fantasy too. They're all confusing to me. The styles, but you know what I mean.
It's not high fantasy. It's, like, it's just
it's like the difference between like the Warcraft style and like the Lord of the Rings style. You know,
yeah.
Different.
There's orcs.
Yeah, exactly. And there's like that bit of that Asian flair to it. But yeah, it's just a gorgeous game, super fun MMO mechanics, really neat leveling systems. We've talked about it a lot, but again, great game.
Yeah, I was, I mean, I think it's the comeback story of 2014 or 2013, possibly of gaming period.
Yeah, as a game ever.
Who had any expectations? Like, oh, we took the terrible MMO we released, we remade it in like a year, like from scratch.
It is here weird. You go. It is bizarre.
I don't understand how. Like, it's incredible to me that a Japanese company moved that quickly to turn that around.
They kind of had to. I mean, you think about it, they don't. You kind of can't afford to have a terrible Final Fantasy game like on that main list. You know,
It's
kind of awkward. Okay, so what's your number four?
My number four is Gunpoint.
Gunpoint. See, I didn't play much of Gunpoint.
Gunpoint. I talked about before. It's an indie game. It's kind of a combination of like a little film noir graphic novel thing with very good, very funny writing. And this puzzle mechanic where...
I didn't realize it even had writing.
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant. It's really good. The basic mechanic of the game is you have these bullfrog pants. You set up jump trajectories, kind of like Angry Birds in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
But your guy sticks to walls and ceilings, and you're just hopping around, taking out guards, hacking lights and door locks and things like that to get to various objectives. It's just brilliantly designed. The controls work perfectly. The music's fantastic. Just a really well-made indie game. It was my favorite one I played this year.
That's cool. It's cool. My number four is Phoenix Wright Dual Destinies, which, I mean, it's, you know, it's playing to my heart. It's a Phoenix Wright game, but it might be the best one they've done yet. Just because I really, first off, yeah, Phoenix Wright back and acting like Phoenix Wright, which is awesome. They've kind of simplified some of the investigating mechanics, where it's not nearly as much pixel hunting, which is kind of nice, so it moves faster. The dialogue is snappy and fun. The cases are great. Even the DLC, which I normally hate DLC, I loved the DLC case for this game. But, I mean, they can make a million of these things, and I would love them every year.
I feel like the only problem with it is, as more and more of these come out, it becomes a narrower and narrower audience.
Do you think?
Well, like,
do you think people are weak? Well,
because like I feel like before I can play four, I need to play, or five, I guess it is. I need to play 2, 3, and 4.
I mean, there's no reason not to play this. I think you could jump into five and not be totally out of sorts. There's some fan service you wouldn't appreciate.
I think some people, even if that's not the case, I think people are going to start to feel that way.
I'm sure you have that with anything.
Yeah.
Except for like Final Fantasy, because they're all different.
Right.
But I mean, that's just how those things are. But yeah, loved Phoenix Wright this year.
It's the first game I've ever seen get you to play post-game DLC.
Right, yeah.
You first don't usually get, go
I
for that.
I do not like post-game DLC at all. All right, what's your number three?
My number three, again, this is kind of hazy because you can't really beat it. But I'm putting Forza 5 on my list.
I thought it'd be on there. You've been playing it a lot.
I freaking love Forza 5, and I'm astounded by how much I like it. Because, you know, I've played past Forza games. I've played past, you know, Gran Turismos. I've kind of appreciated them, but I never really got into them. But I am hook, line, and sinker into this game.
It seems like a lot of people are mad about the new Forza, just because of, like, some, like, the unlocking stuff.
Well, I realize I'm in a somewhat unique situation, because a lot of the complaints are things that are missing that were in previous Forza games, but... Since I never really played them, I don't know what I'm missing.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I guess they had an option to free, like, drive any car without having to buy it, and that'd be nice, but I don't know. It doesn't bother me. And especially since they did that economy balance patch.
They've been better, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got all the cars I want right now. Like I've gotten the cars I've really wanted. Right now, I'm just, like, getting whatever looks cool. Like, I have my F1 car. I got the McLaren P1, which is a blast to drive. I've also finally started dabbling with the decals and things like that. I made a very fun Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which is pixel art's a lot pixels easier to do than anything easy. Else.
Squares!
Yes, squares right. And a grid forever. But yeah, it's great, looks great, plays great, and it's very fun.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I definitely like Forza. I don't think I like it as much as you do.
No.
I mean, I like it probably about as much as I could like a game in that genre.
Right.
We'll put it that way.
You got Need for Speed's Rival. We have to play that yet.
Try that, too. So my number three is Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds, the second 3DS game on my list. You know, we talked about this pretty recently, but God, I just thought that game was like a big... You know, I thought it would be good, but I thought it was a big surprise. I thought, like, it might even be better than a Link...
A Link's Awakening? Like,
no, a Link to the Past, it might be better, which maybe is blasphemy.
Link to the Past. I'll just do that.
But I mean, like I said, I just... I love having that magic meter and not having to worry about, like, ammo.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
The becoming a drawing on the wall thing is so cool the entire game.
There's so many
they keep doing things
ways
with it.
They use it that, like, blow your mind every time.
You think it'd be a one-trick pony, and, like up until, like, the very end of the game, there's new things with it. It's awesome. Because you just beat it.
Yeah, I did. I thought the end was fantastic.
Love the end. Love the final boss and all that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we don't want to spoil anything because it's still pretty new. It's cool, though. It's just, when that game was first shown, I mean, Link to the Past is one of my all-time favorite games. I play that game every couple of years.
That's like your
again.
Favorite Zelda game.
Oh, yeah, hands down. And, like, this game came at a good time because this is usually about the time when I would be like, I kind of want to replay Link to the Past right now. But, like, so this came out. And I was wondering, is it going to be, like, too familiar?
Like, I was worried when they
feel
said
like a retread.
I was worried when they said
they're
going to use the same overworld. I was like, oh, what is it?
And I mean, that almost didn't matter because I mean, the meat of the game is the dungeons, and then even the overworld itself is so drastically changed having that wall mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, for people's complaints about how mired in tradition Zelda games always are. You had the magic meter. You had the item rental and buying system that I thought worked great because there were still items you got in the course of doing dungeons and side quests. You know, like the gauntlets and things like that. They just... And it looks fantastic. It looks so
and
good.
And it runs super well. It's one of the 3DS games you need to play in 3D the entire time,
again,
I think.
This is what drives me nuts. Like, that game justifies the 3DS hardware. Every inch of it.
Mm-hmm.
They need to find that for the Wii U so bad. That game that justifies every inch of the Wii U.
While it was on Super Mario 3D World?
No, because that you most people play that game with a pro controller. I mean, a game that says, you know, really the closest is Rayman, I guess.
There are moments where they do some things with the pad, but not very often. There aren't very many, like, pad-heavy levels. All right, so what's your number two? Man, we, like, don't have anything shared so far.
I know.
I don't know how it's going to...
My number two is Pokemon.
Wow.
Well, I guess specifically Pokemon X.
You liked it that much.
I did. Well, again, I never finished Black and White. Like, I just kind of, I was like, oh, this is, it's good, but it's so much of the same. Black and White 2, it was the first Pokemon game I've ever skipped.
Right.
I still have not played it. So I think, like, that, the combination of, like, that amount of time going by, plus the fact that I feel like this is the first significant graphical overhaul the games have really gotten since the Game Boy Originals.
Right.
I mean, it looks fantastic. It just everything was clicking just right. They finally did enough to streamline things. Like, I know, like, the hardcore fans are like, oh, like, the XP share, it's like baby mode.
It's nice, though.
It's a children's game, so let's not get into that. You know what? Yeah, like, it just kind of took out some of the pointless grinding.
Yeah. Like, plus, I was like, you didn't have, like, people, like, your party kind of, like, leveled up together in a nice way for the most part. You know, you didn't have, like, that weird discrepancy where you have, like, this level 70 guy who's awesome, like, all these level 50 people. You're like, yeah, maybe I'll use them, maybe not.
Yeah, like, you don't, like, start leaning too much on one Pokemon because it is 20 levels higher because you've set it up to kill everything.
Now, not to, like, give away my list, but yeah, Pokemon's not on my list. So, weird, because, I mean, normally you would probably think I like Pokemon more than you.
Yeah.
And I liked X and Y. I feel like I'm one of the weird few people who liked Black and White more.
You like the story, oddly.
Well, I like the fact that they tried.
Yeah.
They don't try in X and Y.
What I ended up liking in this game is not so much the overarching plot, but I like the fact that there were, like, four other kids from your town. It came at this weird sense of, like, you weren't, like, the only one doing everything.
Yeah, but
which I
mean,
kind of enjoyed.
The dynamic to it was weird because none of them was, like, you're, like, there was no, yeah, never really had, like, a real, like, rival in the game. You had, like, that one girl, but it's, like, you kind of like it in Pokemon Red and Blue where your rival is a jerk. you kind of feel bad when you beat that girl. She's like, I'm going to really try hard. I hope I win. And you're like, she doesn't. And you're like, she's like, why? I'm like, so you want to throw it for her or something. And I'm like, no, it's cool. I mean, you, like, feel like a dick. No, like, I liked it, but it was still, it's not top five stuff for me.
Okay.
So,
what's your number two?
My number two is The Last of Us, which is a game, for whatever reason, you do not like, and it blows my mind.
I need to play, maybe I just hit, like, a weird spot. It's just, to me, and I've heard people say this, but they say they got past it, so maybe I do need to pick it back up. The encounters feel too mechanical. Like, I thought the game would be more organic than what it is.
Well, there's usually very specific ways you have to beat the zombies.
Right,
and it's not like, yeah, well, that's fine. I don't know, it's fine, though, in a way. It is limiting, but I think that's kind of like, that's what makes it tense. When you have more options, less tense things are. You know what I mean?
The other thing, too, is like, you know, a lot of the pregame hype for it was like, oh, like, bullets are going to be super scarce. I've never not had all my bullets maxed out.
Really?
Then, yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Bullets were scarce. I don't understand that.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just good at finding them. Maybe it's because I think they're going to be so scarce, I just refuse to use them. It's that Mega Man thing again.
I think you're Mega... You always do that. I think you're Mega Manning it.
I could be.
I think you're just not using them when you have the...
So I'll concede. I need to play more of it.
Mm-hmm. But anyway...
But why do you love it?
Well, I mean, it's got all that Naughty Dog stuff that
I like. Oh, yeah. I mean, the cutscenes and the acting.
But nobody does, like... No one does digital performances better than Naughty Dog right now, I think. And, you know, again, very likable characters, Joel and Ellie, their relationship, their dynamic. Very good-looking game, even for last gen, all the locations and kind of like, I don't know. It was a game that didn't pull punches. It didn't try to sell itself to, like, a mainstream audience. Of course, I found one anyways, but...
Right.
And, you know, I'm usually not a big zombie guy, and let's be honest, call them what you will, they were zombies. And, you know, you say you don't like the combat. I liked how tense the combat was. I loved that.
It wasn't tense to me. It was just like, it was too binary.
I don't know. See, either
something sees you or it doesn't. Like,
see, I kind of like it when combat is sort of like a puzzle. I like when, like, there's, like, a hallway filled with, like, nine of those zombie things or clickers. And it takes me like 20 times to figure out with what I have, I'm going to get through it. I know that's frustrating for some people.
Well, the other thing, too, and I mean, I understand it's better than the alternative, but it does kind of break the immersion for me when Ellie is just like knocking shit over and walking into.
That's one thing I'll give you. The AI, like, you know, it's weird because you have this AI that has to follow you. But
she, like, the rules don't apply to her for your sake, because if it did, then you'd just be getting attacked.
They're always in the line of sight of the zombies.
I understand it, but at the same time, for, like, the verisimilitude of the whole thing, it kind of broke that, which is a shame, because everything else about it...
I mean, look, video games are always going to have that kind of...
Right.
There's always these things with games. It's the old Nathan Drake murdering a million people thing.
But it's not even that. That's like a story thing. This was like literally like a mechanical thing.
Yeah, but even still, games usually have those things. Yeah. Like, oh, the Skyrim dungeon, and at the very end, there's flip a switch, and the door takes you right to the entrance.
That's true. Like, that happens in every dungeon.
Every dungeon in every, you know, shit, you always have that shit. It's just how much you like the game, and you're willing to kind of overlook it. Right. Suspension disbelief stuff. Okay. So yeah, I like Last of Us a lot. Number one for you.
Do I know my game of the year is?
Yeah, I feel like I haven't been keeping track. I feel like I should know.
Maybe you should.
Well, tell me, because I forget.
It is Zelda.
Really? I did not know.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
I am a little surprised.
I mean, we already talked about it, so I was kind of trying to play it like...
You were kind of playing it cool there, so I didn't... Wow. I didn't know you...
I honestly haven't had more fun playing a video game in a very long time.
It's hard to put it down.
It's just a very fun game. The mechanics are so sound. You have complete control of everything going on. You never feel like anything's too loose or like anything that like happened to you was not your fault.
Right.
That's what Nintendo does. They make very mechanically sound games.
Exactly. Yeah, very true.
And to my surprise, the story actually paid off well in the end.
Right. You don't say how, but yeah.
Which usually doesn't happen in
right, because, I mean, as much as we love Link to the Past, I mean, what's the story of a Link to the Past?
Exactly. You know? I mean, exactly.
There's like that...
Like I said, all my criteria that I look for in a game, something with sound mechanics, that's fun to explore, that's a world I like to be in, that has one or two cool tricks up its sleeve, and that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
It hits all of them.
Right, and you always like when those games have, like, sort of... optional exploration sort of things, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, did you even do the baseball minigame yet?
No.
There's stuff like that. There's, like,
Challenge Tower. I'll admit, I did kind of rush it a little bit at the end because I wanted to finish it before we did this podcast. I beat the game only, like, what, 5 days ago?
Yeah. But, yeah, and music is great, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's cool, though. Like, it does not feel like some sort of lesser Zelda game.
No, it doesn't. I think it's the best one they've made.
Right.
Period.
I like
Skyward Sword quite a bit.
I like Skyward Sword, too. There are some people who are like, yeah, Zelda's been terrible until this. I'm like, well, no.
Skyward Sword's pretty good.
Like, I still like Zelda
games. The thing is, too, this game eschews all the things I hate about the 3D Zeldas. There isn't, like, 2 hours of tutorial in the beginning.
Right, you know, it gets going.
There isn't, like, some guide character with you who's talking every 10 seconds.
They had an interesting... Because Skyward Sword... Well, in Twilight Princess, that was the worst, right?
Oh, yeah.
Skyward Sword Solution was to kind of make the story more interesting, which kind of worked. So, you know, it is a long intro again, but
at least something interesting was happening.
Yeah, it's more entertaining because there's, like, likable characters and, like, the plot is moving and stuff. It's not, Twilight Princess was, like, a slice of life thing that was really annoying. It was just like, oh, we're going to teach you the mechanics of the game very slowly by having you do chores. Like, yeah, cool. But, you know,
there wasn't some conceit where, like, oh, we told you how to define all these MacGuffins, right, and you found them all. You think you're about to do the end, but we're going to have you go do, like, these lesser fun things just to, like, pad out the ending before you go to the final dungeon. That didn't happen.
Yeah,
I'm kind of referring to, like, how Skyward Sword had you go on those lame side.
Yeah, and Wind Waker has the Triforce quest.
Right, it doesn't. It's
a very fast pace. Yeah, exactly. Very fast pace. Always moving,
and it's so much better for it. It's so much better for it. I hope they take the lessons they learned making that game and whatever Zelda they're concocting for the Wii U.
I think they'll apply. There'll probably be something. I don't know about the. I wonder if it's going to be open. Like, I wonder if you have, like, item rental again or something like that, but you have to have that magic meter.
That meter's great.
I can't go back to having to break pots to find more bombs and arrows.
Right.
Like, I'm over that now.
Right.
I'm like, we're done with that. All right, so.
What is your. I'm trying to think. I think
you should know too. It's Fire Emblem Awakening.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's Fire Emblem.
Wow.
Which is weird because it's like the first game I played in 2013, actually. Like, it came out last January.
Yeah.
But God, did I like Fire Emblem a lot.
See, like, if you took away the rule about I have to beat the game, it would have been my number two.
Oh, really?
I freaking love it.
And you're like getting to the meat of it.
Right, and that's been my problem, so to speak. I like it so much, and my favorite thing about the game that I've done so far is the relationships between characters.
Right.
So I've been grinding those.
But,
like, I went into kind of the second act of the game with pretty much every possible. Like, I think I have one marriage for every female I have, because there's fewer females in the game, with one exception. There's one that's, like, at rank A that's not an S yet. Cool. So, even though, like, I'm only, that's like, a third of the way through the game, my playtime's, like, 20-some hours.
That's good for you, though, because you'll have an easier, like, all of the side missions to get, most of the children will be available right away.
Right.
Which is, but, I mean, yeah, just, like, because of those relationships, the amount of possible dialogue in the game is so astounding.
Yeah, they have to take forever and to write.
And it's crazy to think about, because for all these characters now, like depending on who you marry, Sue, like, some of them can be siblings, some of them can have this person as a father, and they have, like, their own conversation trees for all those scenarios.
That had to be,
and
it's so hard to keep track
of. And it's so cool. And, I mean, and besides, but just, like, the, as far as, like, the turn-based tactical, I don't know if there's, like, a system I like better than Fire Emblem.
No.
The whole
pair-up system works so well.
And the whole kind of rock-paper-scissors mechanic with, like, the different things, like, between the axe, sword, and lances, and then with the magic, and then, you know, like, arrows, they're good against the flying things. There's all this kind of trade-off. It really is, like, super chess in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And a very good-looking game.
Maybe we'll get a sequel with feet.
Well, I think it passed a million sales worldwide, which is pretty hard for Fire Emblem to do.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Right, well, it's like, because Fire Emblem, I liked Fire Emblem before, but it always felt like a second-tier Nintendo franchise, you know?
Yeah, it almost felt like one of those games that, like, Nintendo didn't develop it, they just published it.
Right.
But, like, Nintendo makes this game and all the other ones.
Right, and, I mean, yeah, just utterly fantastic. So, for a second year in a row, I have a handheld game.
And, again, I'm a sucker for games where, like, the main character, or one of the characters, I guess, in this case, is you.
And Fire Emblem does that better than almost any game I've played. Because you get to customize it, and he's, like, an actual talking character, like, one of the focal main characters, and he has, like, relationships with other characters. It's awesome.
Because, again, like, I mean, in Zelda, I've done this since the original. I've never changed. My character's always aging.
See, I always make him big. I like that.
But, like, yeah, just the way they do that in that game, I don't know why. Like, it's such a stupid, simple thing. I mean, that character could be named anything.
Right, but it's cool. Because he's Mike, and he's out there on the field. AJ. How dare you. And it is cool with the street pass and stuff. You get other people's armies and all that craziness. So, yeah, really, really liked Fire Emblem. So, one thing I gotta say, man, both our lists, the 3DS.
Yeah.
Hell of a year.
Well, and it really comes as no surprise when you think about it. We were at the end of a console generation. People were kind of like, hey, I'm done with these. But, you know, I mean, I had Forza on my list, I guess. But usually launch games aren't, like, game of the year contenders. Unless, you know, like, you could make an argument for Assassin's Creed, but that's on everything. It's not, like, intrinsically next gen.
No.
you know, the 3DS was just really hitting its stride. All those games that had been worked on for years were all coming out this year.
I mean, because you had Fire Emblem, you had Luigi's Mansion 2, you had Animal Crossing, Pokemon, Zelda, Phoenix Wright, and other things.
Mario and Luigi. Mario,
yeah, just tons and tons and tons of games coming out for that thing, and all pretty awesome. By the way, people, I was high on the 3DS from the beginning, from the instance I played one at E3, when I was like, oh, I don't get that.
I will never forget.
I called
you. You were at the E3 when it was unveiled. Like, you went to go, you text me, you're like, I'm in line to play the 3DS, it's about 30 minutes, I'll let you know what I think. And I go, okay. 30 minutes later, I got a text from you that said, pre-order one now.
I was all about it. And, I mean, you know, people are like, oh, no, no, no. Then it kind of wasn't doing it. Like, oh, 3DS sucks. I'm like, eh, shut up. Love the 3DS. And, yeah, great year for that thing.
So, while we're talking about it, so you have finally joined the XL Club.
Yeah, I did get an XL for Christmas, actually. It's that cool Mario and Luigi one that came with a Dream Team. And I always kind of, like, told myself I didn't need an XL because I didn't have one. But now that I have one, it's like, because I never had the DSi XL.
Right, neither did I.
So it's weird, like, having it be this big. I'm like, oh, it's pretty nice. Pretty cool. But, yeah, it's very nice. So, okay, so let's talk about some, like, other kind of notable runner-ups. One game that kind of surprised me how much I liked it was Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I have it on PC. It runs pretty good on my PC. Mm-hmm. But knowing that next-gen version is going to come out, I feel like I may as well just wait for that.
Might be interesting, yeah. I mean, I don't know. See, I don't know if I like enough to play it again. But it was a surprising
game. You finished it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a good game. One that was probably just off my list is Assassin's Creed 4.
Yeah, same thing. Once I beat it, I'm sure it'll be high on mine, too.
But, I mean, I guess I beat it probably was like 6 or 7. I like that a lot.
You've heard the kind of conspiracy theories on why this is the first numbered Assassin's Creed game to have a title.
Why?
Because they might Call of Duty it. Where,
oh, you might have Black Flag 2.
Right.
Interesting.
Maybe kind of start leaving the Assassin's Creed stuff behind and start making a series of pirate games.
Like, why not?
Black Flag. Make that a franchise.
I could see that. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
That was good foresight on their part, I think.
Maybe. I feel like part of it was just to kind of get a piratey thing in there.
So you know what you're getting.
Because if it's just Assassin's Creed 4, like, how do you associate that with pirates?
Right.
When it is, like, to its very core, a pirate game.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it's a pirate game before it's an Assassin's Creed game.
Almost. I mean, that's kind of what I like about it. Because I've always said I don't like a whole lot of that modern times. And like stuff, yeah. Every time somebody's like, when are they going to make Assassin's Creed just set in the modern times? I cringe and die a little. I'm like, God, no, don't do that. But I said, yeah, I mean, the game came out very recently. We talked about it a lot, but quite liked Assassin's Creed 4. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people, including Mark from Squadron Shape stuff, were very adamant that we played Brothers.
Yeah, I started it.
Two Sons. I finished. I played through it in one sitting. You know, it's kind of like Journey. Not just that, kind of about characters going on a journey, but it is like one of those games that's kind of cool to just sit down one long playthrough and get through.
Yeah, I wish I should have made sure I had like time to do the whole thing. I played an hour of it. Mm-hmm. It is very good.
It's very good. It can be very beautiful sometimes, especially like, running on my my PC version of it. And you know, it, like the thing is like you're controlling both characters, so it's like a lot of those kind of co-op cliches, but you're kind of doing it by yourself. So
like it kind of gets away with it.
And there are kind of cooler moments too, and it becomes a pretty emotional. Game. It's very entertaining to play through. Not quite top 5 material. And I will say, like, you know, you have like the kind of the brother thing going on there. It probably means a bit more to you, but probably the best indie game I played this year. I think. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a huge indie year although actually, no, I take that back. One indie game that I did like a lot was Rogue Legacy.
Yeah,
loved Rogue Legacy.
I played some more of it the other night. For some reason, it started clicking with me, because, like, I kind of hit a wall where I was having a hard time making enough money to buy stuff.
Okay.
But, like, I just went on this run where I came back with, like, 2,000 gold. And I was like, yes, I can buy, like, 2 more heart upgrades and 2 more attack upgrades and this.
Yeah, it's like, even though you die, there's always, like, a sense of accomplishment. Like, what's that game? Spelunky was free on PlayStation Vita, and I'm playing that. I feel like I don't like Spelunky nearly as much as everyone else does.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
It's fine, but I mean, it's like when you die, you start over. It's like more traditional.
Now, the thing with Spelunky like nothing. That I'm not the biggest fan of is like how to get like the most points or whatever, you have to like carry something to the exit. And I was just like, I don't want to carry this, because now, like, when I'm carrying this, I can't do all my cool stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I don't like feeling less powerful right. to accomplish something.
But, I mean, it's fine, but yeah, I'm just not as high on Spelunky as everyone else.
Oh, I did finally beat the first boss in Rogue Legacy, too.
Oh, yeah?
I was sucking that forever. Yeah, I'm like, sure. I'm fighting this thing, I'm like, wait a minute, I think about, oh, God, just jam the X button, yeah, just jam the X button.
It's pretty intense. Another game that a lot of people like that I've been playing, because I got it for Christmas, is Tearaway.
Yeah, I just started it today.
Tearaway is super fun.
It is.
It's a great showpiece for the Vita.
And again, you talk about liking games where you're in the game. You're literally in the game. Yeah,
it is cool, the stuff they'll do.
Except when I hate it when I'm playing it lying in my bed.
Yeah, you know, it's not like, flat. Yeah, I know.
Like, doing like that weird, like, oh, I'm looking down.
Exactly. It's like the least flattering view of me ever. And I'm like, it's me in the sun. I'm like... And they're like, you had to send your message to the glorious sun. like laying there, my hair is terrible without a shirt on, my chest hair poking out, looking disheveled and tired and grumpy. Like, oh yeah, give me a message. God, it is a fun game.
But, like, so it is like this game needed to come out at the Vita's launch because it uses
helped.
Both cameras, front touch, back touch, all in good ways.
It is a game that you had to make on the Vita.
Now, did you notice? So one of the big mechanics of the game is when you get to certain surfaces that have the same texture as the back touch does. You know, you poke your finger on the back touch, and it's like a digital finger comes up to the screen. Did you ever notice that if you look around the edges of that finger, like in the tears? It's actually the video from the back camera.
Is it?
Yeah.
And it's really
you're literally ripping a hole.
The first time you do that, it kind of messes with me a little bit. I'm like, is that my finger?
Yeah, because it's like a 3D model finger, right. and they have you pick your skin color.
Yeah, I was like, why the hell do they want to know what my skin color is?
Yeah, so they can make that finger look like, oh, right, good. And it works.
Right. I feel like it'd be a bit hard if you were a girl and, like, you know, they have more options with their nails.
That's
or
funny.
Or is it us? It's just, you know, yeah, it's a finger. Huh, it must be my finger. It's the right color. I mean,
did you spend much time, like, really customizing your little dude?
Yeah, because you can make your own little paper cutout things. Mm. So for my guy, I made the Star Trek badge, and I made a Mickey Mouse ear hat, which is fun.
Oh, that's cool. I did the basics. Like, you know, he's got a mustache and a bow tie, because why not?
It's cool. The only thing is, like, I get kind of explorer's fatigue sometimes with games where, like, I feel the need to kind of explore more than I actually have fun doing.
But, like, I do that thing where, like, they have, like, the currency in this game is confetti.
Yeah, but...
And usually confetti trails are leading you to where you're supposed to go. But I always have that thing in my head, like, I bet they want me to go this way. But really, if I go off this path, there's a hidden doodad. And there usually isn't.
I kind of hate that. Sometimes I hate mad myself. I'm like, why have I been hanging around the same area for, like, 30 minutes? Yeah, I need to just move on. Go. Especially, let's be honest, like, the confetti... doesn't have that many uses. Like, you can get different, like, camera lenses, you can buy pre-made, like, paper craft stuff with it, but none of it is, very little of it is essential or even needed. Yeah. And you, like, you have so much confetti at certain points, like, what the hell am I going to do about
confetti?
It's video
game thing, and you gotta get the confetti.
Like, I need to get over it a little bit,
I know,
think.
I do too.
I'm like, all right, yeah, that's fun and all that. Anything else notable?
I guess not.
So, I guess you're not.
If it's not jumping out at me, I guess it isn't.
I will say one of my biggest surprises, a game I just beat, was Dead Rising 3, which I didn't.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
I liked it a lot. Yeah, well, because you got it for me on my birthday, so it would have been awkward if I didn't. I've been lying this whole time. I hate it.
No.
But no, because like, I played like the demo for Dead Rising 1, didn't get it. Like I said before, I don't like zombies very much. But I just thought it was a really fun game.
Did you get a good ending?
Yes, I got the best ending.
Oh, look at you.
Well, not too hard to get the best ending. But, I really liked its open world structure. I almost liked that it didn't give you the conveniences you kind of expect, like...
Like fast travel.
Fast travel and, like, yeah, kind of GPS stuff. Because, you know, it's, like, not convenient. And, like, the roads are often cluttered with stuff, so you can't go through them with a car. I loved, like, sort of, like, exploring and finding, not only, like, all the stuff around to be weapons, but then you combine them to make better weapons. Mm-hmm. There's, like, and each one is, like, you know, there's so many different things and different ways that they work. It's a really fun game. Just the sheer amount of the zombies and stuff was cool. So, like, I guess that's kind of... So
you know what game that, if you would have told me a year ago, wouldn't even be in my Game of the Year conversation, I would have told you you're full of shit. Hmm. You know what game that is?
What?
BioShock.
I just forgot to talk about BioShock. You know, it's weird because I feel like we heaped a lot of praise on BioShock at the time when we loved BioShock.
It's good.
But it doesn't leave...
It didn't stick with me,
it doesn't
I guess.
Stick.
I mean,
it doesn't stick.
That first chapter of the DLC's out, I haven't even, like, put it in yet. I bought the season pass.
It is, yeah, it doesn't stick with you like... you know what? I don't... The more and more I think about it, I really wish they just kind of made a commentary about patriotism, sort of...
Well, right. Instead like, that first, like, 2 hours of the game are really
maybe
good.
Maybe that's the problem. It kind of peaks
pretty really early. Yeah, really early. That's the, and, like, the very end's kind of cool, but it's a completely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it, it's a good shooter... But it's a good shooter.
It's a good shooter. I mean, I think it's a very good shooter. But I mean, like I've said this before, and it kind of applies here. I need more than just shooting in games.
Yeah,
sometimes.
And again, it's a game that did not live up to its reveal video. That was supposedly
right.
gameplay,
which a lot of bullshit in that.
Yeah.
And again, like the ending with the whole multiple thing. You know, it's cool at first. Like, blows you're like, oh well, was it me? And then you think about it, well, like. It's kind of dumb, really. I mean, like what? Like it's like a weird commentary about video games, like. Okay, that kind of reminds me of like I played Stanley Parable. It was another game everyone likes a lot, and it's fun, but it's like, you know, it's very smarty pantsy.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a game about games. I think, you know, some people love that stuff, and I'm saying it is interesting and it's cool how like there's so many different things that happen just depending on like the few choices you make in the game. Like, and I'm like, is this really a big deal? One game I did forget about real quick is Ni No Kuni, which was another really early game, which I liked a lot.
Someday I might finally play more.
I don't
think
you're going to get into probably it. I
want to think that I will. What little I played of it, I did enjoy. It's a very pretty game.
That is kind of like the only reason. That's the reason why it's not on the list, is that if everything was as good as the art and the music, I'd like it a little bit more. But like the story, it's pretty good, but not quite there. Some of the characters are kind of bland.
When you take a Miyazaki movie and you make it 40 hours long.
Yeah.
You have to put filler in it.
Yeah, exactly. Like the battle system is mostly good, but the AI kind of hurts it a bit. But overall, Ni No Kuni was definitely one of the better JRPGs I've played in a long time. Mm-hmm. Do you have any disappointments from the year?
Bioshock was about as close as I get.
I mean, I don't know if I want to call Bioshock a disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, like
I still like it.
It's not truly disappointing. It was still a good game. I don't know. Is there anything else disappointing?
I don't know if I'm calling it disappointing, but I don't like Shin Megami Tensei 4 as much as some people do. I beat that game. It was 100
right.
hours
right.
long. I beat it. And I was like, I feel unsatisfied.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I guess I kind of discovered, like, you know, I need a little bit more story from my JRPGs than this, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And, I still, you at least played a little bit. I've yet to touch GTA 5.
Yeah, I tried it. I mean, that's the game I'm not interested in. I mean...
That's getting, you know, like that's getting game of the year from places.
Some places, not as many as I thought. Last of Us seems to be ranking up more, actually.
What I like about this year is there isn't, like, a universal game of the year.
Well, there rarely is anymore, really. But yeah, you're seeing Grand Theft Auto 5 and Last of Us from most places.
Yeah, like, Zelda got it from GameSpot.
That was cool,
which
I thought.
Cool.
Yeah, and like a lot of games we mentioned, you'll see people talk about. A lot of people are like talking Fire Emblem and saying things about it. I guess that's it for this year, huh? So like, what do you? When I say 2013, what's the first thing you think of?
2013, 3DS.
Yeah, me too.
3DS easily. I sunk a ton of time in my 3DS.
Well, what's coming out soon for the 3DS now though? We got Yoshi's Island.
Yoshi's Island, Kirby.
Yoshi's New Island. The Kirby game. I'm hopeful for that. Like the Kirby game can be. Awesome, because it kind of looks a bit more super, like Kirby All-Stars to me.
See, this is my fear, is that Nintendo will do what I've said they should do, which is they need to like get their A-teams making Wii U games, but then that means the 3DS is going to dry up.
Maybe. Because I will say it doesn't look like it's going to be as good a year for the 3DS. I mean, like, I like Yoshi and Kirby, but those aren't like the main, those aren't Zelda.
We'll get Smash Brothers for the 3DS,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. That'll be interesting to see how that goes. I guess it's going to kind of a bigger year for Wii because they're going to get a Mario Kart and they're going to get a thing. Oh, you know what? Kind of a game that I think maybe most overrated 2013 game, and I think some people are going to be mad at me, is Mario 3D World.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that, did we?
I like Mario 3D World.
Yeah, it's good.
But I don't think it's... People who say it's the best 3D Mario yet are crazy. People who think it's better than Galaxy Games are nuts. Sorry, Jeff.
To me, it feels like... a 3DS game I'm playing on
TV. It plays like the... I liked Mario 3D Land a lot, and it's a lot like that.
Yeah.
And, you know,
again, it's
good.
It's just the problem is, like, I have with a lot of Wii U games. Every like, good or decent Wii U game I play, I feel like I've played it already.
Yeah.
You know, I want a new experience.
I'm not
going to
change it like a Mario Kart.
I want a new experience.
I think the closest... A game I didn't play that I want to is Wonderful 101. Did you ever play the demo for that?
No,
I liked the demo for that a lot. another game that, Grand Theft Auto 5 and, like Pikmin 3. Those are, like, games I wish I liked.
Yeah.
But just can't.
Oh, you know, speaking of Wii U, what's coming from Gamefly, even though it's, like, at the bottom of my list, apparently nothing else is available.
Uh-oh.
Deus Ex, the...
Oh, yeah? Interesting. The Pardon Edition?
Some edition. Because it does have, so, like, they Butcher, actually tried just to put cut. Some Wii U gamepad yeah. stuff into it. Like,
well, they fixed sniping. The bosses, too, right?
Yeah, so try it.
There you go. I liked that game a lot, actually. Speaking of Gamefly, a game that you got in, then we ended up keeping, we liked it so much, surprisingly, was...
We need to talk about
NBA 2K, what, 13?
14.
Yeah, because... For Xbox One. We never played these.
I mean, basketball games kind of top out at NBA Jam for us.
Right. We haven't tried them in forever.
No, I had the March Madness game that EA released a few years back. But the thing is, I understand the basics of basketball.
Yeah,
the ball in the hoop.
We're not as familiar with it as we are with baseball and football.
Yeah, I don't know, like, play calling. I don't know what the positions specifically do.
Yeah.
I just understand how to, like, play a pickup game of basketball. But it's a combination of, like, they have this mechanic in the game where you can just, like, call the best play. It's just like an Ask Madden. And it gives you visual indicators. You kind of just, like, follow these steps. Stand here, pass to him, run it in. Boom. But the game's presentation
is so cool.
Just makes it so
fun. Especially the way it integrates with, like, real-world NBA.
Yeah, which is super cool. Like, I've never seen a sports
game
do that.
During breaks, like, it'll tell you about actual games that are on that night.
Yeah, as if, like, during halftime. Like, let's see what's going on in the rest of the NBA. And it's real time.
Yeah.
That's super cool. We've only ever played it with each other. We haven't even done the single player.
Yeah, but that's been fun. And, I mean, it looks pretty good. It actually does look next gen, which I'm actually kind of surprised for an early sports game.
And our games have played out like you would expect a professional NBA game to play out.
Yeah, it's not like, the first time I play this show, as much as I like the show, the first time I play, it does not resemble baseball at all, what I'm trying to do with a controller,
Right.
Like, the commentators even, like, make fun of you, like, what is going on over there? You're, like, throwing it to third base by accident when, like, you have a single to first and just stuff like that, and it is still complicated. Like, we still don't understand a lot of the nuances of the control.
Yeah, and again, part of that's the control. Part of it is, again, not understanding the nuance of basketball.
But it's immediately fun.
Oh, yeah. Super much so.
That's a big surprise.
It's the kind of game that when you want to show off your next-gen console, that's a good one to go to, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. So did you get anything else, like, kind of for Christmas time that you've been playing?
I started playing Max, The Curse of Brotherhood.
I saw that. How is it?
It's super fun.
Is it cool?
It's really fun. I like it a lot.
Is it Kinect-y?
No, you would think. Because one of the mechanics is you have, like, this magic marker. This is a sequel. The first one came out on Wii and iOS, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can kind of see where it works as a Wii game because you're moving this marker. All it is, you just hold down the trigger and you move it with the analog stick. And it works fine. Because they're not twitchy reactions, mm-hmm. and the one time it was twitch, the game went to, like, a bullet time slow-mo thing, which was a great moment in the game. It does the thing I kind of like in a lot of these 2.5D platformers, where you just get into, like, some kind of crazy chase or escape, or just, like, stuff's falling all around you, and you just have to keep moving.
Yeah.
You know? I like moments like that, but then it also has the kind of more exploratory puzzle moments where it kind of slows down. I just think it's super fun. It looks really, really good. I like it a lot.
That's cool. Was there anything else? I feel like I kind of covered everything just talking about Game of the Year
stuff. Did you get anything else good on the Steam sale for Christmas here that's going on?
Well, I got Brothers, and I've been playing that. I saw they had Rising on their Metal Gear Rising, which I liked the demo for it, so I kind of want to play it. I thought it...
For $20.
And I'm like, hey, you know what? That's probably going to look pretty good on my PC, too.
Right, right. Why not?
Right, exactly. And Stanley Parable.
Yeah, well, as it usually goes with these Steam sales, I bought a bunch of games I haven't played yet.
Yeah, it always
does. I did the squad Santa exchange. Bully and I actually had each other. He gave me Dark Souls and Papers, Please.
I hear good things about Papers, Please.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it's depressing as shit, but it's a really compelling experience.
Yeah, which...
Yeah, it's like watching Schindler's List.
Yeah.
You don't do it that fun.
Right.
So I'll be giving those a roll here hopefully soon. I got Monaco.
I haven't played that yet.
Oh, yeah, so. We need to do the co-op of that. I played some single player, but I heard it's like it's co-op.
Yeah.
I got Anno by your recommendation.
I loved Anno,
so I'm gonna get into that.
Anno's like SimCity that I can enjoy.
And I feel like there's
because Anno's more like it's more like playing an RTS game with the city building, and I always like that part of like when I'm playing like a match of
Age of Empires to build a cool city. Yeah. I just wish everyone would leave me.
Yeah, I build a cool city, and then you always come like catapults or something. I get pissed. I am terrible at RTS games. We would play them. I would always lose. I remember one time we played that Star Wars game that was just like a reskinned Age of Empires 2.
Oh yeah,
which was awesome. And like we played it one time, and I won. I like pooped myself. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I can't believe I just...
Yeah,
I
remember that game was so funny, because it shouldn't have worked or made sense, yeah. But I loved it.
It was awesome. Instead of like having like, the gatherers, you had like the astro droids. Yeah, like, oh, it was great. It was cool. I remember like, at one point you had like a wave of AT-ATs like marching towards my city. I was like, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
But definitely the best. They keep trying to make those Star Wars RTS games.
The last ones they did, Empire War, those weren't bad.
Yeah, I never got into
it. Anyway, I was going to say, so the other game I got on Steam, I forgot to tell you this, because it's finally went to a price, I'm like, okay, I'll pay that, was Transformers The Fall of Cybertron.
Oh, you've been waiting for that to go on sale.
For like 2 years, it's been $60 on Steam.
How much is it?
I got it for $15 on a flash sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Because again, I played that demo on 360, I was like, this is really kind of fun, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to pay $50 or $60 for
it. Yeah, I want to get that sometime too. I think maybe now I'll wait for like December sale because I already got so much from this.
You get the Steam share thing, you can play my copy.
Oh, yeah, cool.
See, you need, this is why I want you to sign up for that beta too, and you didn't, because I want to share your stuff.
Yeah, you know.
But so, yeah, so I think that's everything I got on the Steam sale. Oh, I got what was something that was like 99¢? Oh, it was Garden of Eden. Pixel Junk Eden.
Okay.
That's, I was like, yeah, sure, why not?
I got a couple more games I got a few more games I haven't really gotten to yet because I've just been busy. I got that Yeez game for Vita.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's really high on it, apparently. Actually, got some nice.
Is it the same one that's on PC?
No,
because there was a Yeez game on Steam that was on.
That was sale. Like the Yeez 1 and 2 like collection.
Okay,
I think
this is
a new
game.
Yeah, this is a new Yeez game, and it's like it's an action RPG, and people seem
that's
pretty
a
high
series
on it.
I've always kind of missed.
Yeah, no,
like, was it like big on the Sega CD?
I don't know.
I feel like that was like one of the like big Yeez games was like a Sega CD
maybe,
release.
I don't know, but yeah, like I said, they're kind of. I think they're almost. Maybe like Secret of Mana or something like that. Like I said, they're action RPGs. I don't really know because the Mana games are another series I never really got into.
Right.
But like I said, everyone liked this one, so I was like, okay, cool. I'll probably get into that. I got Battlefield 4 for PC. I haven't really done too much with that yet. And
apparently, there's server issues again.
Still, yeah. So that's like one. Like we'll get this all figured out, hopefully. We kind of talked about Need for Speed. Need for Speed.
Heyo.
Okay, so if I had to ask you, like, what's one game you're looking the most forward to in 2014? What would you tell me?
Right now, Titanfall or Destiny?
Are those both going to be 2014?
Mm-hmm. Destiny is 9/9, and Titanfall is like March.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I will not be too surprised if Destiny somehow got delayed. Destiny is the prime candidate for being delayed.
But for them to put a stamp of date on it, made a big reveal of 9/9/14.
It happens.
Remember? Oh, by the way, Chris and I both switched our pre-orders for that to the Xbox One version, now that he has an Xbox One as well.
Of what?
Destiny.
Oh.
You didn't pre-order it yet. But.
Yeah, so now I gotta get the Xbox version.
That's right. Democracy.
I didn't even know you guys had pre-orders of it. Mine's Smash Bros. I like Smash Bros. A lot.
I mean, yeah, my honorable mentions would be Smash Brothers and Watch Dogs.
Yeah, Watch Dogs. I hope Watch Dogs is as cool
as I hope it is. Good,
yeah. Yeah. All right, I feel like I had one other thing to say. I was just about to say it. Oh, you know what? One other thing I got was the Soul Calibur 2 HD edition.
Yeah, we had some fun playing that.
That was a game
that
I played
kind of
a lot.
That series to me.
It was. Because after that, it kind of... Because 1 was obviously great, and 2 added some cool stuff, and after that, everything they added kind of seemed unnecessary.
3 was like the character creator.
Well, I like the character creator, but like...
But that was like all it did, and like everything else got kind of worse. Then 4 is like, Star Wars!
I'm like, what? Okay. But yeah, 5... I did not like at all.
I don't think I haven't played 5.
I reviewed it, or you had to have played it at least a little bit. It was the one where Ezio was a character. And, like, they find, like,
that sounds cool.
Yeah, that was fine. But, like, then everybody else, like, everyone had, like, super moves, like, from Street Fighter, and, like, it kind of seemed out of place in Soul Calibur. But that's always a fun. That's a game kind of anybody can pick up and do decent at. I liked the GameCube version of that game best, just because...
Link was in it for a
while. Yeah, but besides that, like, the Game controller was perfect for it, because there were so many things where you had to push... Like the A button and another button or whatever.
It was kind of ideally situated
for
that.
I love that game because like all the buttons were next to each other, except for B and X or Y, whichever one they call
right.
it. Yeah. But yeah. I missed the game controller. That's still my favorite controller. All right, I guess that's it then.
All right.
So, yay, Fire Emblem.
Yes. And Zelda.
And yes. So, I'm glad you liked Zelda that much, actually, because I loved Zelda.
That's good.
Good stuff.
It's good, good, good.
So, I wonder. Yeah, I do wonder if they're going to do another one like that now. Or,
I'd be cool with that.
I do kind of want to see them finally do the Majora's Mask.
I think that'll be next, because like, it's going to be time before they get another full-blown game, so like, why not do the Majora's Mask HD
in the meantime? 3D, rather. Because yeah, who even knows? Because now that we have this Hyrule Warriors thing coming out, who knows when we're going to see the Wii U Zelda game?
Yeah.
So thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. And be sure to go to Dynasty's Music Store.
Is there anything on the Google Plus community?
We asked people what their Game of the Years were, and we probably should read that now that you say it.
All right, hang on. Show's not over. Vamp for a second while I find
this. Well, I was going to tell them to, leave us a review on iTunes, which you could still do. Normally, I would tell you that at the end. But
I almost completely forgot about this.
Yeah,
we have some great responses.
This is what happens when we don't do a news segment. We get thrown off on everything.
Yeah, everything just goes to shit.
It's because we hate our community.
That's right,
secretly. So what do people say?
Jeff Parsons has a tie between Tomb Raider and Hearthstone.
I liked Hearthstone a lot, but
it's not out yet. Technically,
even still, I'm always like this. You know how I am. I'm the kind of guy to stick my nose and be like, it's still a fucking card game. It's like how I am with Peggle. I'm like, yeah, I like Peggle, but it's not.
I've started getting back into it again because it runs my fiance's iMac.
Yeah,
and it's good. It's really good.
Yeah, I like Tarzan. Tomb Raider 2. Mentioned that earlier.
Muhammad Al Harais, apparently a fusion of you and I, says a tie between Fire Emblem and Legend of Zelda and Link Between Worlds, with an honorable mention to Tomb Raider. A lot of love for Tomb Raider.
Yeah, from the squad. How about that?
Jay Loretta threw up Tomb Raider.
Really? A lot of love for Tomb Raider.
For me didn't have more fun with any other game this year.
It was cool. I was worried Tomb Raider was going to be like an Uncharted ripoff, but what I liked about it was that it took itself... not that it took itself more seriously. Uncharted takes itself seriously, but it was not lighthearted at all, right. Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider was very kind of serious.
Michael Pilon says BioShock Infinite, best combo of gameplay, story, and visuals I've played all year.
Yeah, I guess I kind of feel bad. I feel like we were bagging on BioShock Infinite, and that's not my intention. But I mean, so it certainly didn't usurp BioShock 1.
Right.
I don't think it's going to have an impact on the industry like that game did.
Right. Zach Egolf, GTA 5 for pure pay amount. It's fair.
Pay amount.
Like, you pay $60 for a lot of video game.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of kind of that sort of... Because if you do that, then my favorite video game of all time is World of Warcraft, and it's not. And I've never liked measuring it that way.
Right. Alex Connolly, Receiver. I don't know what that is. With honorable mentions to Call of War as Gunslinger, which is excellent. I should say, I played some of that. That is great.
I kind of have a grudge against that series, just because when I wrote my one print review that was in EGM... And my family very nicely got it framed for me, but the cover story, which is also on there, it couldn't have been a cool game. It had to be Call of War as the Cartel, the one everyone hated.
What you should know is this game has nothing to do with that game.
A. I know, but still.
I mean, what makes that game great is it actually does some very unique things with storytelling,
mm-hmm.
where, it'll put you in this impossible situation where you're being attacked by, 50 engines, and you're like, how the hell you can't beat this? And then literally, when you're, fucked, the game just stops, and some guy goes... Bullshit, you fought 50 engines. Would I say 50? Maybe it's more like 5. And then, they just kind of disappear.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's neat. It's, the whole,
right.
storytelling thing. He also says War Game, Airland Battle.
Is that anything like War Games the movie?
I don't think so.
Is Matthew Broderick in it?
No. Stuart Simpson says Last of Us for me. Hmm? Joel and Ellie are characters I'm going to remember for a long, long time. It was close between this and Tomb Raider, though.
Man, what?
Tomb Raider.
I like Tomb Raider too, but I have not heard of another group of people that collectively liked Tomb Raider so much.
Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson comes in with Hyperdimension Neptunia Victory.
No way.
Way. And Final Fantasy 14. It's a tie.
Yeah. I feel bad because
he's begging us to play. The thing is, I have gotten on here and there, but it's always late at night when he's asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
His honorable mentions go to Tales of Zillia, which do you?
I own. I haven't played it yet. Shit! I just remember. Man, I'm behind.
Super Mario 3D World, and a game that's not out here yet, but I'm actually looking very forward to Bravely Default.
I am really looking forward to that. Bravely Default.
Well,
that's going to be the next big 3DS game.
I started playing Final Fantasy V on my iPad.
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
Yeah. Five
is great. I'm digging it a lot.
I love Five. Five is, like, one of the best progression systems in any of the Final Fantasies.
Like, now that I've, like, actually really looked at how that job system is going to work, and I'm equating it to what I've done in Final Fantasy XIV.
It is very similar.
I'm like, oh, this is, I can do this. Jeff Parsons throws us his top 11.
Wow, let's do it.
In no real order other than the top two. So this is... I'll go from bottom to top just to...
Okay, yeah.
So, Gone Home, Bioshock Infinite, Zelda Link Between Worlds...
But Gone Home? Did you play Gone Home? Neither of us.
No, I haven't.
See, I worry... Again, I feel like I'm such a hater of, like... I don't know what you call them. Even when I want to call them something, I want to... It's like belittling names, like artsy-fartsy games,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
I don't mean that. I just... That's just not my thing, I guess.
Zelda Link Between Worlds, Super Mario 3D World, Wolf Among Us, which... That and
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead Season 2. Like, I have to have the whole thing out before I can really judge it and put it on a list and anything like that. Last of Us, Rayman Legends, which, again, we didn't really talk about, but...
We didn't play a whole lot of it, really. We should play more.
We should play more.
There's a couple of call games we need to play more of that, and Lego, Marvel.
Beyond Two Souls, which I'm glad he liked. I find it interesting that he liked it, because he's pretty much the same opinion as we are about Heavy Rain.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even bring myself to try it, which may be a shame on me, but I got other things to do.
Right. Assassin's Creed 4, Hearthstone, Tomb Raider. I'm not going to read Jay Loretta's last post because it begins with big bold letters that say The Last of Us spoilers, or whatever he said.
He liked Last of Us.
And that's the end of it.
Well, yeah, then there was Mark telling me I had to play Brothers, which I did.
You did, so...
Request granted!
Yes, see?
I'm glad he pushed
me. We give the people what they want.
I'm glad he pushed me to, because then, yeah, it was... Because I actually did just get it on sale, but when he pushed me to, I like, really sat down and played it, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Well,
so.
Good.
All right, everybody. I guess we're done. I guess we don't do the long spiel for the closer here.
Yeah, go do the social things. So, Web 2.0.
Yeah, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Happy New Year.